All right, welcome everyone to another edition of Truth Hurts here on RBN. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. It's an awesome New England day. Got my lawn mowed finally. Couldn't do it for the past 4 or 5 days. It's been raining nonstop. I finally got out there today and had to be about 3-4 inches tall. It was unbelievable. I thought my lawnmower was going to die on me. But finally got a nice sunshiny day. Yesterday actually wasn't bad, but it was still a little damp. Couldn't mow the lawn. It was actually kind of cold, but today, finally, an actual spring day. Gee, yeah, well, you know, we're already 2/3 into spring, and we finally get an actual spring day. What do you know? Speaking of crazy weather, huh? The way we were talking with our guest yesterday, I'll tell you, folks, this bizarre weather that we're having, like so many other things in this George Orwellian world we live in, it's not an accident. It's not normal. It's not natural. They're messing with everything. They're coming at us from every conceivable angle. The chemtrails, we talked about that yesterday. It's they can't get away with calling you paranoid anymore when you talk about chemtrails. There was actually legislation introduced, not just by Kucinich, by the way. There's been other pieces of legislation that several congressmen have tried to pass, and naturally they didn't get passed. And even if they did, it wouldn't matter because this stuff is done so clandestinely that they're going to do it anyway. You know, it's like the Church Committee back in 1975 passed legislation to prevent the CIA and the FBI from spying on Americans. Right. Yeah, and they've never done it since, and they never will again. They realized the error of their ways, and they have repented now, and we don't have to worry. I mean, Ashcroft assured us that. He said that the FBI has had a flawless record of upholding American citizens' rights. I can almost hear those violins playing in the background now. It brings tears to my eyes. They're so concerned about our rights. Well, they're concerned about Bin Laden's rights. You guys remember that story a couple years ago? The FBI came out and said that they couldn't release information about their Bin Laden investigation because they wanted to protect his right to privacy. Aren't you glad they're concerned about this number one wanted terrorist's rights? Oh, gag me. Anyway, a few announcements here. We got some interesting guests coming up today, guys. But I just wanted to let you know we're still offering the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that by calling 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and order it that way. Also, a reminder, my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11, are both available at lulu.com, much more affordable price than what I was previously able to offer. Lulu is a great resource, I'll tell you. You can go there and just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, just like the former New York mayor. No relation. Or you can look them up by name, Piercing the Fog of 9/11 or The New World Disorder. And you can get them for just a little over $6 if you want to get the PDF version. You can download it right there. Or if you want to order the printed copies, they're both around $14, $15 each. So again, it's a lot cheaper. Previously, I was only able to offer them for $30. So this is like half off. So, and again, these books are fully documented. The 9/11 book goes into a lot of past dealings where the U.S. has staged fake operations of this nature. So you can see that this is a pattern. 9/11 is just another link in a long chain of events like this. And the New World Disorder book, of course, goes into a lot of history of how we got in the mess we're in, as well as where we're at and where we're going. I also have two other books there, too, two of my religious books, The Church, Inc., talking about the corruption of organized religion, and another one, Does God Destroy? Very interesting book. I think you'll have a whole different view of God after reading that book. Anyway, folks, stick with us. We've got some very interesting guests. We'll be right back after the break.
Safely A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, everyone. Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just want to remind our listeners, too, you can go to our website, truthhurts.com, H-E-R-T-Z. We welcome you to look through our postings there. You can even post some things yourself if you like, or respond to some other postings. Lots of interesting things on there. There's a link on there that goes right to my Lulu page, too, if you want to check out some of the books that I've written. I'll be adding more stuff as time goes on. If you want to send any comments or suggestions or have any questions, whatever, you can write me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, that's Truth Hurts, spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Okay. We have an interesting guest lined up here for you folks for the first hour, Russ Pourzall. He's down there in D.C., the heart of the beast. And he's, I guess you could call him... What would you call yourself, Russ? An Iranian activist?
Political analyst.
Okay, but you specialize particularly in creating an awareness for what's going on with this push to involve us in war in Iran.
Right, U.S.-Iranian relations, and with the goal of really bringing about reconciliation, not trying to demonize one side or the other.
Right. Are you actually Iranian-born?
Yes, but I've spent most of my life in the United States.
Okay. And what I want to point out, too, for the listeners is, you know, what Russ is doing here, he's not trying to glamorize the Iranian government like it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, he's simply trying to prevent from happening again what happened back in 2003. Saddam was not a great person. His government wasn't the greatest thing on earth. But there was no need to go into that country like we did. And now here again, we're trying to be pushed into another war, and there's no need, is there?
Well, it's not good for the United States, and it's not good for that region, as you aptly brought up the case of Iraq. Of course, since the first attack, Western attack on Iraq in 1991, well over a million Iraqis have perished, and no matter how bad Saddam was, he could have not nearly caused the death of even a fraction of that number, not to mention that, in fact, Saddam was helped to power back in the 1960s and then intermittently promoted since then until he invaded Kuwait in 1990. He was promoted by Western powers with ammunition and chemical ingredients for chemical weapons and other kinds of diplomatic and financial help by Western powers, including the United States. So, I mean, we can demonize him all we want now, but he was our boy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a pattern that has repeated itself so many times. Shame on anybody for not being able to see through it now. Is that the number now? We're looking at over a million Iraqis killed since 2003?
Okay, I can explain that. According to UNICEF figures, this is well before, a couple of years before, actually, this second Gulf War started. This is like in 2000. Half a million, 500,000 Iraqi children had died. As you know, UNICEF
right.
is the UN agency that's in charge of the welfare of children around the world. So they monitor this sort of thing the most closely.
From the half sanctions.
Million, right. Because of sanctions since 1991, 12 years of sanctions, half a million Iraqi children had died because of contaminated water and
the total number was actually 1.5 million, one half of a million of which were children, yeah. But another million adults died, too.
That I'm not aware of, but I mean, I can tell you, you know, we always speak about weapons of mass destruction and chemical warfare, but the fact that George Bush Sr., had Iraqi water and sewer facilities bombed into oblivion and then prevented Iraq from importing medicine in order to cure diseases that were caused by contaminated water and food. That was chemical warfare. I'm sorry, germ warfare. In other words, we helped disease kill off at least half a million Iraqi children. Now, there's the number from the Johns Hopkins University researchers that came out last year, they said 655,000 excess Iraqi deaths had been caused by the U.S. attack in early 2003. Now, we have to be careful when we look at that number, how we actually quote that number. Excess death means that this is statistically a prepared number. It means that had it not been for the U.S. attack and British attack on Iraq, 655,000 more Iraqis would be alive today than there are now. It doesn't mean that actually that number were died because they were shot at or blown away by bombs. It's an aggregate number that includes people who died because of malnutrition, you know, contaminated water, and just disease, and the fact that there are 2 million refugees. You know, all of those things cause death. So overall, you know, it's well over a million now.
You remember what was her name, Madeleine Albright there, the UN ambassador? She was asked about this these very statistics, you know. Do you think it was worth half a million?
Right.
And she said, yeah, I think it was worth it.
And she was, Secretary of State in a supposedly nice Democratic administration. But nevertheless, you know, they went along and try to destroy Iraqis. It's all about oil, really, in the end. So
different names.
It's worth it, yeah.
Different names, same game, different names, that's all.
Right. We're saving lives. We're helping spread democracy and whatnot.
I mean, how long can they continue to get away with this
bold-faced, blatant lying propaganda that was spreading freedom and democracy and getting rid of weapons of mass destruction, which don't even exist, when we're producing more weapons of mass destruction than all other nations combined on the planet and using them on a regular basis. I mean, and, you know, torturing now, torturing.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, all of this is based, packaged and sold to the American people who, by the way, I think American people are generally a very fair-minded bunch of people. And if they knew the truth, I think they would really come out against a lot of what's going on in the world, especially in the Middle East. But the way this is packaged and sold to the American people is the same way that conflict in Central America, you know, American intervention in Central America, Nicaragua and El Salvador was packaged, same thing in Indochina, is that American history is falsified. It's always Americans are told as they are taking history in high school and through the media, etc., that, you know, we are a noble people, we can't do wrong, we did wrong in the world, there were mistakes. Our intentions were good and so on. And this is done in the name of American people, and it's sold to them, this idea, whereas it's really people like Kissinger and, you know, the elite that really make foreign policy in this country that are responsible. They really are war criminals. They should be tried if there were any justice in the world.
Yeah, there's been many attempts, but because they're so well connected, they always seem to slip out the back door. Kissinger seems untouchable, and yet, yeah, he's one of the biggest war criminals. I mean, he can't even step foot anywhere in South America.
Right. But I think, you know, American people would not put up with this if they were aware of what's been done in their name and that the intentions are not good. It's all about plundering the resources of the rest of the world.
Yeah, and clearly they're not aware. But, you know, that trend is changing. The mainstream media is losing a lot of their audience. I heard some big layoffs coming down, too, and across the board in major media, especially in the broadcast news. They're letting a lot of people go because they're losing money. People just aren't listening to them. They're not reading their stuff. They're not watching their broadcasts, and for good reason.
And yet Americans are slow to let go of the myth makers simply because we're afraid. You know, when there's an attack on American soil, such as 9/11, the propaganda really that misdirects people's attention from the real causes of a tragedy like that, it misdirects people's attention. So therefore, even though people, you know, are really reluctant to trust the government or the major institutions like the media, you know, the fear factor actually is just like during the Cold War. I mean, it really works, and that's why the government keeps whipping up this frenzy, this fear.
With the fake orange alerts, keep the fear going so you can manipulate them.
Yeah, and
I mean, Hitler did the same thing, and again, you know, how they can't see this. This has gone on so many times in history. How they can't recognize it for what it is. All corrupt politicians play this game. Always have.
Yeah, well, and there is profit in it. You know, I mean, there have been any number of really well-researched, credible, reliable reports in places like, say, Mother Jones magazine and so on.
They
information is available, luckily, like you said, you know, because the Internet has really made a lot of things available. I know as a researcher that it's a godsend. But these researched articles show that there's a lot of profit being made, and I mean a lot, just a mountain of money through these so-called security measures here domestically. All these contractors who are connected to the right wing of the Republican Party, you know, are making a killing from the airports to, you know, anything else, just or data collection and so on. They're making, you know, hundreds of billions off of us, and then of course in Iraq as well. So it's not going to die out as long as there's money to be made.
The parasites. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about the push in Iran and where we think this is going to go. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Have our guest, Russ Perzal, expert on the Middle East. If anybody wants to call in, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Any questions, comments for our guest? Before the break, Russ, we were talking about, the profiteering off of these wars and, going after the oil. Obviously, Iran itself has oil as well. But do you see more going on here? I mean, obviously, that is a big part of the agenda, but there's always multiple blessings that come with these little war-waging escapades. The obvious one that comes to mind for me is the influence of the Israeli lobby groups. Israel obviously benefits from knocking out potential enemies in the Middle East. What do you think of that?
Well, that's very true, of course. You would have to be blind not to see that, and some people prefer not to see it. However, that, in my view, that fits into very nicely into the general picture that I presented just a minute ago. I think Israel is basically an aircraft carrier, an outpost of imperialism in the Middle East during the Cold War. Of course, it helped, along with countries like South Africa, fight Soviets and Soviet influence, and now it's performing a similar function in furthering the interests, financial and colonial interests of Western powers and mainly the United States. I don't believe that Israeli foreign policy is in the interest of the Jewish people, the Israeli people, but there could have been any number of responses, ways to go to in response to something like the Holocaust. I mean, Israel didn't necessarily need to come into existence by expropriating the land of Palestinians and so on, but this enmity is not in the interest of Jewish people. I think the Israeli elite really is in the service of colonial interests led by the United States. They're doing our bidding. So I still believe that the main reason why there is bloodshed and hatred, growing hatred of Americans in the Muslim world and to some extent the rest of the world is a result of American commercial interests that try to dominate the world and plunder the oil and everything else. Israel is just a bit player in that.
Yeah, clearly the Israeli government does not operate on behalf of the Jewish people, just like our government doesn't operate on our behalf. They could care less. They have their own agenda. They use us to carry it out. But, you know, I got to wonder sometimes who's using who here. Is Israel an outpost for the U.S., or is the U.S. an outpost for Israel? I mean, really, is the tail wagging the dog? I see more of an influence on the U.S. on the part of Israel than I see the other way around.
Yeah, I'm very aware of both of those arguments. It's a matter of how you look at it, of course. But let's remember that even those parts of the American society, whether it's the Pentagon, that's part of the government, or the weapons contractors and oil companies and whatnot, who are supposedly the private sector, even though their interests are very much enmeshed with the ruling elite in this country, they still have to lobby Congress. They have to lobby the White House very, very intensely in order to advance their particular interests and prevent democracy from taking root in this country. And so I think the Israel lobby in this country is part of the same game. Even though it looks like they are, if you look at it one way, it looks like they're here to advance the interests of Israel and undermine the interests, national interests of the United States. And that's very true. I do believe that. However, I think they're acting on behalf of a certain faction of the American government to help American imperial interests. Just to give you an example, when George Bush the First wanted to attack Iraq the first time, we were talking about this just a moment ago, he quietly went, because Congress wasn't going along, wasn't buying. I don't know if you remember, when Iraq first invaded Kuwait, it was very tough to make a big deal in this country of trying to expel Iraq from Kuwait, because people felt like, so what do we care, about Kuwait,
yeah.
As long as we get the oil, it makes no difference what Arab, controls the oil. But George Bush went, he couldn't get Congress excited, so he, this was in the newspapers afterwards, even Wall Street Journal, that George Bush quietly went to the Israel lobby here, and it was with their help that he convinced Congress to pass that resolution that made the first Gulf War possible. So, I think...
You're talking about the phony story of the babies being pulled out of the incubator.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. Hired a PR firm, and they got the daughter of the Kuwaiti... All right, folks, stick with us. Got to go for another break. We'll be right back with Russ Prezal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
About this scam push into another fraudulent war. Let's hope the Bush boys don't have their way again. Yeah, we were talking before about, you know, the phony pretext that sucker us into Iraq back in 91. Of course, they pulled that in 2003 again, back into Iraq again with the phony claim this time of WMDs. You know, that's been admitted by Paul Wolfowitz that they concocted the WMD excuse for bureaucratic reasons. It's something we all agreed upon that the public would be able to accept as a legitimate reason to go into war. I mean, it's unbelievable. They come out and admit this stuff. But, you know, so here we are again. It's interesting, too, isn't it, Russ, when you look at beginning almost right after the Iraq War broke out, they were trying to, just like they did in, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin, or prior to the Gulf of Tonkin, you know, they were trying to instigate an attack. For 6 months prior to that, they were launching incursions into northern Vietnam. They've been doing that, you know, for the past 4 years, launching incursions over the border into Iran, trying to incite them to attack. Then they've made numerous claims. They're doing it again this week now, that the leader, I can never get his name right, Binadad there. What's his name? Ahmadinejad?
Yeah, the president, Ahmadinejad, yeah.
I'll never get that name right. Anyway, you know, they're always claiming that he's supporting Al-Qaeda. I just saw an article today, in fact it was on Fox News, that you know, that he's in alliance now, and he's going to, you know, try to get assistance from them to drive us out of Iraq. Anything they can. They did this with
Chavez. You know, they're trying to say that he's supporting Al-Qaeda. I mean, knock it off. How about this one? About a month ago, they said that an Iranian general had defected. Remember that one? And it turns out he didn't defect. They arrested him, and they said, oh, he had papers with damning evidence. They planted the papers on him. I mean, monkeys are unbelievable.
Yeah. To me, what's really scary is that, I mean, we could comfort ourselves by thinking that, well, in 2 years or less than 2 years, this will be all over, and because Bush will be out, and hopefully, I don't know, the Republican Party will be out, and we'll have a new party in power. What's scariest is that I don't see any hopeful signs at all in the Republican contenders for the presidency, because they're just as much hawkish about war. I mean, the party in general is, with a few exceptions. And there are exceptions even in the Republican Party, like Chuck Hagel. But
Ron Paul,
like,
too.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the rest are just as hawkish about
patrolling Giuliani
as the Republicans. So, and that's very unfortunate that we don't have a third party in this country that will speak for the rest of us. We need to work on democracy in this country. And you know that if that happens, a lot of these other problems about this adventurism and cowboy behavior overseas will also cease.
Oh, we can definitely turn it around. It's just getting people active, aware, and to get them to stop paying attention to any of the candidates that the mainstream media gives attention to. Right. Those are the ones you want to stay away from.
Exactly.
They've been bought and paid off a long time ago, and it's going to continue with business as usual.
Right. I mean, they're beholden to, you know, money, really, not to the people of this country.
And, you know, you look at the major runner-ups that they're pushing right now, Hillary, Giuliani, Obama. These guys are not only going to continue with the war agenda, but all of them have pledged allegiance already to IPAC.
Yeah. But there was a conference, and you're probably aware, there was a conference in Israel just a few weeks ago in Herzliya that was supposed to be about security and whatnot. And it was, to me, as an American, it was so embarrassing. It really, honestly, it embarrassed me to no end that, as an American, to see that Israel is treated not only as the 51st state of this country, but even more so, like it's really a second capital of the United States, because all these candidates, big and small, they paraded through that conference, pledging their allegiance and saying that they will uphold the interests of Israel and fight Iran and whatnot. I think if another country, I mean, imagine if they're in the presidential elections of any other country, their candidates were all required to go to a foreign country and pledge allegiance, you know, before a year, longer than a year before the election, just in order to qualify to run, I mean, that country would be scandalized. If Iran's elections were like this, it would be scandalized here, saying that they are beholden to a foreign power. And yet we have it here, and it doesn't seem abnormal. It's a shame. I'm embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed for this.
Did you hear a lot of sounds there at the meeting?
Right, exactly. It's a shame.
It's disgusting.
Really a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, I remember watching the IPAC conference, and they had these televangelists playing the same game. They had that Hagee guy, John Hagee.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was so sickening. I mean, he's just laying it on so thick. People are calling for cutting back support of Israel. We need to give more support, more money to Israel. God will bless this nation. Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that, and really, it gave me the chills. You know, that to just, I mean, talk about fascism. I mean, these people are scary. Now, it's true that in every period of history, in any country in the world, there have been, you know, fringe people like this who had kooky ideas. There are some in Iran now. There are some in America. There's some everywhere, and there've always been. But the thing is that as long as their sanity ruling in the world. I mean, these people remain on the fringe. What's so scary is people like this Hayek guy, I mean, they become celebrities and they're invited to give keynote addresses. I mean, when I came to this country 30-some years ago, that was inconceivable. You know, I mean, Nixon was about to be impeached. I mean, that was, those were the good days. Little did I know that it was going downhill from there, you know.
Astonishing how much change in just such a short time. Yeah.
It's a shame. I was very, very happy to move to this country because I saw people power. But, of course, the big protests against the Vietnam War and the civil rights movement here and what, and then the rest and the student, protests, they all scared the ruling establishment in this country so much. They really saw real democracy taking root, and they got so scared that they started to pour money into propaganda and to turn this country around, and that's exactly what they've done. So I hope that we're going to take it back from them. I hope that this Iraq war, if it doesn't do anything else, it will help Americans to take back their government from these rascals.
I'd like to know what people like Hagee get as kickbacks. I'm sure he's getting very well, handsomely rewarded for his services.
Well, yeah. I mean, these things are career builders. I think you put your finger actually on a very, very key aspect of all of this. There are a lot of people in this who are, for example, pushing war against Iran and pushing for ever greater increases in defense budget, you know, fattening the defense contractors and whatnot, that are careerists. I mean, they're opportunists. It's not like they really believe in what they say or that they would otherwise, if they could find better opportunities for advancement in something else, that they wouldn't follow that instead. So it's, even though they come across as crusaders for what they believe is right, I really do think there's a lot of opportunism in that, and you're right. Whether they're supplied with money and opportunities directly or indirectly through, you know, contracts and so on, I don't think is the key issue. They are supported because of their views. And I think that points out another very key element in U.S. foreign policy. If you go back and look at the last big foreign policy stink, that was Central America in the 80s during the Reagan administration, and then earlier in the China during the Vietnam War, that there's always been a shadow government in this country, especially when it comes to foreign policy. There are all these think tanks and citizens groups, so to speak, that fundraise. You remember when Congress forbade the U.S. Spending money to arm the Contras? There was this network, illegitimate network, that was run from the White House by Ali North and the rest, that raised money and supported the Contras. I mean, that is very typical. Only in that case, the cover blew and there was a stink about it. But that's how these things are done. And so Hagee, I agree with you. People like Hagee, and there are lots more of them, they're actually part of this shadow government that make a living and advance their careers by just lurking in, you know, on the sidelines and promoting these illegitimate interests.
And all you got to do is throw words like God and Bible in there, and people just rally right behind you and cheer you on. The clip I saw of it was on YouTube. The guy that was filming had a woman sitting next to him, and the stuff she was saying, I just wanted to throw up. I hope she does not represent a large percentage of the country's population, but just a mindless, just fool, you know, praising this guy. I think she basically was calling him God. I can't remember the exact term she used now. But she's just going on and on. You tell him, brother! And, man, you just wanted to slap this lady.
Yeah, and a lot of this, as you know, I'm sure, that ties in with the, you know, the prophecies of, you know, the end of the world coming and and everything that happens in the Middle East now. All this bloodshed has been foretold in the Bible, and so therefore, in order to speed the second coming of Christ, you know, all of this has to go on and Israel has to behave the way it does and so on.
I think there's more Zionists in the Christian world than the Jewish world in this country.
Well, that's true. I think that's true. I mean, in this country, right? I think the rest of the world, including Europe, you know, is a different story. But, you know, I mean, it's very interesting how they sell this nonsense to people. I don't know if you remember just a few years ago, actually a very smart author, researcher by the name of Thomas Frank wrote this book about what's wrong with Kansas. And in there, you know, he made a very good case, somewhat humorously, saying that something we already, of course, know, that the people who want to who treat us like fools and want to plunder the wealth of America and the world, they sell this idea of republicanism to voters in this country by really focusing on issues like abortion and gay rights. You know, they get you to vote instead of voting for who will actually raise the minimum wage in this country, who will actually bring about, put in place a better health care system in this country, because we've got the best health care possibilities in this country that the world has, but it doesn't actually serve the interests of many tens of millions of Americans. So instead of us voting for our solid bread and butter interests, they fool us, American voters, by refocusing, misdirecting our attention to issues that are supposedly morality-related.
The best hospitals, but the worst access to them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm middle class, but, you know, anytime I have to, and I'm very healthy, and anytime I have to really go see a doctor for anything, I really dread it because it's so complicated, all this paperwork and nonsense that they have created, and it's unnecessary. Because they tell
be glad, because they probably just prescribe some Eli Lilly deadly medication anyway that'll make you worse than...
Yeah, I mean, I hope that I will never really, really need the healthcare system here. And more people get sick by going into a hospital and just being contaminated there.
Where they shine is when it comes to the high-tech, you know, surgeries and stuff. I mean, assuming that you actually do need surgery, a lot of times they tell you to get surgery, you don't even need it. But, you know, they're good. I mean, if you get a limb severed or something, they can restore. They are good with that. Heart transplants, you name it. But,
it's very advanced. It's just that most of us really cannot have any meaningful kind of control over healthcare delivery that we need. I mean, the hospitals are not expensive.
How is it in Israel? Do you know? I'm just curious how their healthcare system works over there.
I am not sure, but I'm very aware of that in Israel. This is only semi-related, but I was doing some research a couple of years ago about poverty in Israel, and it's something Americans are very unaware of. Poverty is just incredible, you know, in Israel, the homelessness and so on. And so I figure that they have as much of a divide, of a social divide and class.
Gee, in spite of all that $4 billion plus that we send over there every year, gee, I would think they'd want to help their people.
Well, that mostly is the price for military aid that to enable them to be the attack dogs for us. You know, cluster bombs and whatnot.
it costs money to re-spray paint those tanks every year, you know, because of the Palestinian kids that throw rocks at them, you know,
right.
Those chips of paint.
That's
Jeez.
Funny. If it weren't sad, it would be regularious. Right, exactly.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the good old days back in the 70s. It's true. You know, as bad as Nixon was, he did not favor Israel. He knew that Israel was exerting an inordinate influence in Washington, and he didn't like it. He made it clear.
No, that's very true. Yeah.
I like the old corruption of Nixon. I'll take his corruption over this corruption any day.
I'll tell you, last year at some point, I suddenly realized, I saw something that reminded me that Nixon, as much of a crook as he was, that there were federal agencies that he created, like the EPA and the Food and Drug, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration, were created during his term, and that it's been George Bush Jr.'s administration that has tried to dismantle these really very beneficial institutions. And that shows you, it's very scary to think that as bad as Nixon was, that these guys are far worse in terms of attacking public interest.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We really, just like Jimmy Carter has come out now and said that this is indeed the worst administration in this country's history. He's an embarrassment. He's turned our own allies against us. He's ripped our economy to shreds. We don't have security. Our borders are wide open. I mean, you can go on forever talking about this. It's unbelievable. He's beaten all records of corruption. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back with Russ Prezal. One more segment.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Hey guys, we're back with a few more minutes here with our guest, Russ Prezal. Russ, unfortunately the hours really run away on us. I just wanted to ask you, I want to have you plug your, I don't know if you got a website or whatever, but before we get into that, I just wanted to ask you, where do you see this going? Are we going to go into Iran? It seems like they're backing off one minute and then the next minute they're trying another strategy. They're certainly crazy enough to do this, but... Do they have any common sense to realize that, I don't think we're going to get support for this? Or are they going to stage some kind of an event to suck us into yet another war?
Well, there are two theories about that. One is that a war could happen accidentally. And there are some folks who make a good case that even the Vietnam War really got where it got, was escalated way out of control because of kind of accidental reacting to momentary kind of events. And so that could, of course, happen, even though there are, of course, plans, contingency plans of all sorts to deal with Iran. In my own view, barring an accidental kind of escalation, what has been happening, what the United States has been doing to Iran in the last couple of years, and especially in the last year or so, is pretty much shows you where this is going, because Iran is ringed by ethnic minorities, among whom there are some separatists, and the U.S. and Israel have been supplying arms and money, and in some cases training, to some of these separatist movements to destabilize Iran. This is, if you remember, this is what happened in Kosovo, that the ethnic Albanian population in Kosovo was included some separatists who were actually very unwholesome people. This group, they were basically thugs and drug runners and whatnot, were armed and funded by the CIA, who then attacked Serbian police stations and army posts and so on, and started basically a civil war going, which then was blamed on Serbians, you know, who were trying to keep their country together.
Sure.
So I think they will try this first, and depending on how Iran responds to that, then of course there might be a war. But I don't think a war with Iran is going to be in the same form, start in the same form as the one with Iraq. In other words, just an outright shooting war. If it's going to happen, it will happen incrementally with little excuses.
Mm.
And, you know, we're always responding to others. We never attack others. You know, we're always responding to provocation.
Oh, sure.
You know that.
Because we're the good guys. Yeah. Even when we
came from.
Yeah. You know, I had a guest on last week. He's under the impression that we're not going to launch a ground war, which would be incredibly stupid. Just would be consist of air raids. Is that what you think, if they actually do go in?
Right. Right, yeah. But it's also likely, and this is also a very bloody scenario. It's also likely that there will be something comparable to the Cold War with the Soviet Union. In other words, containment, I think, is the name of the game now. It looks like where we're going, in that the United States is getting Saudi Arabia to work with Israel and Jordan, conservative governments.
Looks like we've run out of time. Real quick, do you have a website that you can give our audience?
Sure. We're at www.campaigniran.org, and we update that regularly, daily.
All right, great. Listen, I'm going to thank you for having you on. Thank you for coming on. And maybe we'll have you again sometime and give us an update.
All right, Charlie.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Folks, we'll be right back with another very interesting guest. Stick with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there.